This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
For 19 years, Marg Cox, Point in Time's executive director, has seen a lot of change. In fact, Marg says change is a frequent theme she and her staff have gotten used to. So it's no surprise that she's taking the recent merger of the Halliburton Kawartha Pine Ridge Health Unit and Peterborough Health Unit in stride, watching closely and staying optimistic that Point in Time will still be able to keep operating as normal, serving the children, youth, and parents of Halliburton County well, despite the change.
Again, I don't want to seem a whole lot like a Pollyanna, but one of the things that COVID has taught us, that things will always continue to change and evolve. So I don't take much for granted anymore, and I'm not sure if the health unit didn't amalgamate, if it would mean that they would have, I don't know, less capacity in terms of epidemiology, maybe not as much bandwidth to be exploring new partnerships, keeping abreast of current and evolving practices. And at the same time, like I said, I think there's, you know, obviously we don't like to pay more local taxes, and we have to. So one of the upsides of that is really that we also have more of an ability to keep our eye on what really is happening because it is funded locally.
As of January 1st, the two health units officially merged into one agency, the Halliburton Kawartha Northumberland Peterborough Health Unit, or HKNP. The merger, the fourth of its kind to combine nine separate Ontario health units, was prompted by the Ontario government's More Convenient Care Act. The goal is to build a greater capacity of people, processes, tools, technology, and funding to better serve communities while maintaining the existing level of service in financially scarce environments. Point in Time offers a wide variety of support programs for children, youth, and parents, as well as assistance within the justice system. Marg says it relies on the expertise of the health unit to provide up-to-date information for grant applications, as well as program support. So far, Marg remains optimistic that it will be business as usual for Point in Time, knowing change is inevitable. She has received assurances from Dr. Natalie Bocking, the former medical officer of health, that the organization will continue to be supported.
You know, I've been aware for some time, like maybe over a year, that there were discussions going on between the health units. I've been at tables where there's been information shared about the exploration kind of process. When I've had off-the-record conversations, the feedback that I've got is that staff are feeling that they're going to be stronger together. And I think one of the things that, you know, none of us necessarily have a crystal ball, and yet one of the things that seems to be a growing trend is that smaller organizations are more at risk than larger ones. And certainly initially this was part of a provincial mandate for there to be less health units in Ontario as a result of a provincial government directive. I think that was eventually pulled back, but I think probably if I was a member of the governance committee related to public health, I would see the writing on the wall. If they want to be able to provide strong services and supports for all of the health unit area, then, you know, they do have to look at joining up. And we know that amalgamations don't necessarily save money, but sometimes they bring synergy, additional expertise. You know, I received such a great letter of support today by email from the medical officer of health, talking about how the health unit is prepared to be engaged in education, continue to share data, and we'll work with whoever's here. And we'll continue to advocate to make sure that there are other services and partners that want to continue working together, because we do have deep needs here in Halliburton County.
Canoe FM requested an interview in late 2024, but was told no media interviews would be granted. Instead, Dr. Bocking provided the following pre-recorded explanation about the merger.
The merger of both the Halliburton-Kawartha Pine Ridge District Health Unit and Peterborough Public Health will allow us to enhance our program coverage to ensure greater capacity when responding to public health emergencies and community priorities. I'm in full support of what is best for our communities, and with the merger now moving forward, I look forward to building an infrastructure that draws on the unique strengths of each health unit. I'd like to thank everyone involved for their continued strength, resiliency, and patience as we prepared for this moment and for the future opportunities that will foster healthier communities across our region.
When asked for specific answers via email, communication representatives told Canoe FM that no staff layoffs were expected as a result of the merger. However, there have been recent indications by other media sources that some staff reductions will take place in the coming months. Canoe FM has not yet received confirmation on that.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.